But yeah, and how's working at home going for you?
It's actually quite interesting, Howard. You get to learn things about your partners that you never knew.
I didn't want to know in many cases.
I think it's been quite shocking. When you see someone going to full work mode, it's like, who's this person?
Oh, that's interesting.
There's this interesting, some person on Twitter, her name's Laura Norkin, started a Twitter feed over the weekend, like a thread, and it was talking about how her tweet goes like this. A funny thing about quarantining is hearing your partner in full work mode for the first time. Like, I'm married to a let's circle back guy.
Oh, that is very, very funny. I think, wow.
Yeah. It's fascinating because we do sometimes, and we've spoken about this, in the past on previous segments, but this is like kind of a little bit of a humorous way of looking at things is we do tend to put on a different persona. I know personally before I go into like a meeting or a call or something like that, I zone out. So my kids know that if they want to ask me anything, they must ask me like 2 minutes before my meeting's going to start.
Because I'm not listening. In another space. That's very interesting
because only now I've realized that people are different when they're at work than when they're at home.
Yeah. And that's what people are bringing home now. They're sitting at their dining room tables.
Yes.
And instead of being cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah. I'm married to a let's circle back guy. I love that. Yeah. And the other thing is I know a lot of people, and I'm sometimes guilty of this as well. So, right. So sort of moving forward, I could be that moving forward guy.
Yeah.
In meetings.
There's another one here that's funny. My husband has a work voice. I can always tell when he's on a work call because his voice is louder and deeper. Also, he takes most of his calls in our master closet like he's some sort of home podcaster looking for silence.
It is true. I was on a Teams call the other day, and I mean, there must have been five, maybe even more, maybe 10 people on the call, and my daughter was jumping in front of me trying to get my attention, and I looked up and said, like, what? And she said, like, does the shampoo work for my hair or not?
Oh my gosh.
What do you think? And I'm, you know, like, there are so many people on this call. We're thinking about so many different things, so many issues. And like, what?
Now your colleagues are learning that you might be a shampoo expert.
Like, I actually wanted to take my laptop and just throw it at her. How did she not pick up that? I mean, I've got headphones on. I'm looking at my screen. How is it possible to have missed that? I don't know. Like, I was actually quite concerned. And just to close that circle, that shampoo actually wasn't great for her hair, but that I suppose isn't what we're focusing on right now.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. Like, last week I was doing my lunch bar show and, we had that half day fast, and the fast finished at 12:15. And as like the one ad break came on, my lunch arrived in front of me, you know, and I didn't know where to put it. It was like, whoa. so things, and I think maybe just to take a bit of a serious take on this, Howard, it is a big adjustment. And what I would say to everyone out there is just take it in your stride and laugh at it sometimes, because there's no point in getting serious or getting irritated. And I can certainly empathize with you, Howard, that sometimes we do just want to throw the laptop, or as you're about to speak or make your point, the line goes down or the dog starts barking. These are normal things, and we'll adjust to them, but it takes time. We are only a few days into it, to be honest.
5 days into it, but it feels longer. Doesn't it feel longer?
It really does.
I feel like we've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you saying the novelty's wearing off, Howard?
I think it might. Well, let me put it this way. I was so delighted when I had connectivity issues. Gosh, let me just pop into my car and come into studio. I can't tell you that I thought it was a punishment. You know, I'll take my chances with COVID-19.
So Howard, the interesting thing is, and I'd be interested what the listeners feel. Do you think we're going back? Do you think after all of this is said and done, and we will get back to a place where there will be some form of normality, will we go back to work and doing things the way we used to do it, or do you think this is part of our new way of work?